ABC Radio Australia.
PNG's police minister has sought to ease community anger at the speedy fine handed to the Australian pilot involved in the country's biggest drug bust. Late on Friday, police found 500 kilograms of cocaine they allege was to be flown out of PNG by the Australian man, but the plane he was flying crashed during takeoff. Meanwhile, in Australia, police have arrested several people over the plot to import the drugs worth around $80 million. Australian Federal Police's Assistant Commissioner, Lisa Gale, said it was one of the biggest cocaine busts the AFP has ever made.
Would have been one of the highest drug busts in relation to cocaine that we've experienced. This flight and its contents represents the worst of organised crime and the greed of syndicates trying to line their pockets at the expense and health of the Australian community. The AFP cannot discount that greed led to the aircraft crashing, given the weight of the cocaine is likely to have impacted on the plane's ability to take off.
That was Australian Federal Police's Assistant Commissioner Lisa Gale speaking there at a media conference on the weekend. Back in PNG, there's been some criticism that the pilot has only copped a fine for illegally entering PNG. But Police Minister Brian Cramer says he remains in custody and is helping local and Australian police with their investigations. Liam Fox has been following the story and joins me now. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
Now, Liam, the unravelling of this plot sounds like something out of a Hollywood movie. What's the latest and what has the police minister had to say about the handling of the Australian pilot by PNG authorities?
Yeah, this is a wild story. All the details, the latest details came out on Friday night, late Friday night, and that's because PNG police, with the help of the AFP, the Australian Federal Police, found the cocaine that they had suspected was on this plane all along, going back even further. This is the plane that crashed in PNG the Sunday before last. It flew from North Queensland to Papalele, just northwest of Port Moresby. When authorities found the plane, the pilot absconded. There was nothing on board the plane. The pilot later handed himself into the Australian High Commission in Port Moresby. Investigations were ongoing, and then the big break came, as I said, on Friday night when they found this cocaine. And then we've heard further details from the AFP over the weekend. Now, some criticism about the handling of the Australian pilot because earlier on Friday, he was taken to court, pleaded guilty to illegally entering the country and handed a fine of 3,000 kina. And there were some people on social media saying, why wasn't he charged with smuggling? Why was he only charged with illegal entry? Surely this can't be all. So Mr. Minister Brian Cramer, who himself is a prolific social media user, took to Facebook over the weekend to try and ease those concerns. He says the reason that the pilot was only charged with illegal entry into PNG at this stage was because this all occurred before police had found the cocaine, that there was no hard evidence of a smuggling operation at that stage. He also sought to lay the groundwork for the pilot's deportation back to Australia. There was also criticism and concern that the pilot would be swiftly taken back to Australia and wouldn't face further justice in PNG. But Minister Cramer sought to compare what would happen to him in PNG, but also what would happen to him in Australia in PNG if he was to face drugs charges. Minister Cramer said the maximum penalty he would face would be 2 years jail, that if he was to stay in PNG, he'd probably be granted bail. The court process could take several years, whereas if he is deported back to Australia, he would be denied bail and the maximum penalty would be life in jail. So it looks like, if you were to read between the lines, that this pilot will be headed back to Australia. Minister Cramer also noted that there were allegations on social media that police were involved in this drug smuggling plot. He said those allegations are being looked into and he didn't provide any further comment on that.
Because commentary on social media has been rife. Even the head of PNG's accident investigation has also responded to comments on social media. What's he had to say?
Yeah, that's right. The Chief Commissioner of the Accident Investigation Commission, Hubert Namani, took the unusual step of responding to a post on social media by someone he identified as Susan Merrill. That post, he said, was he was implicated in the, quote, saga of the plane crash because of his relations to a senior police officer. Mr. Namani, in that statement, said the post was misleading, erroneous and highly defamatory. He urged people not to entertain or share such posts because they are, quote, fallacious and a sham designed and fabricated by supporters of the drug syndicate to unduly influence investigations and discredit men leading the investigations. And he said he would not hesitate to lodge a complaint with police under the Cybercrime Act, which covers defamatory posts online.
The Chief Commissioner, Mr. Namani, definitely not mincing words in that statement, Liam. Now, as we were saying, this is the country's biggest drug bust. So where to now for police in Papua New Guinea regarding investigations into it?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, we've heard a lot from the Australian end about what's happened there, that this was a two-year investigation, that those involved on the Australian side were being monitored even before that plane took off from far north Queensland over a week ago, that there have been several arrests made. We're yet to hear or see the details, really, of what's happening on the PNG side, and that's what PNG police will be focusing on. How did those 500 odd kilograms of cocaine get into PNG, where from, who's involved? As I mentioned, it's been these arrests and this bust is a result of a two-year investigation. So you would think they've got some leads to follow up, courtesy of their colleagues at the AFP. But it's interesting to note that not only is this PNG's bigger drug bust, but as the police commissioner, David Manning, said on Friday night when he announced the discovery of the cocaine, that this is now hard evidence that PNG is now being used as a transshipment point for hard drugs. There's been a long history of smuggling between Australia and PNG, guns going north, marijuana coming south, but this is the first time there is hard evidence that international drug syndicates are using PNG for a transshipment point for drugs like cocaine. So they'll be eager to find out where it came from and who's involved.
Indeed, a lot of questions will be wanting to be answered, and especially this is all happening during a global pandemic when international borders have been shut down. I think it'll put a lot more pressure on those flying routes to ensure that, you know, other activities like this aren't taking place. Liam, thank you so much for joining us with that update.
My pleasure.